He's the master of the sea. Thank God. I appreciate that. That means a lot because I'll tell you this, it ain't going to be long till you're in some kind of storm and you're going to need somebody to calm it. And He's the only one that can. I mean, the Bible said He's a present help in time of need. So we need Him. But anyway, I appreciate you being here this morning. Good to have visitors with us. Amen. We pray the Lord just come. I hope He'll bless you this morning. And I believe He will. We'll just let Him. Let Him help us. But I want to read the prayer list to you and ask you to pray. If you would, pray for Brenda Stanley, Norma Blevins, Brother Danny Minton and Danny Tester, Robin Bordwine, Bobby and Jean and Charlotte Minton, Robert Schrader and Bill Donahue, James Cable and Matthew Canner, Brother Tony Rich, Wayne and Renee Mullins, Johnny and Pat Burton, Brother Kevin Welch. Continue to pray for Robbie and Carrie Gabbard and Brother David Gabbard. Continue to pray for Don and Janet and all that family. And Brother Dave Turner, he's having some problems. They can't find out exactly what's going on with him. And then if you would pray for Billy, that he'll get some help soon. Find him some doctors and all of that stuff. I was thinking about it. Brother Dave Turner, I was reading this earlier, and I thought, well, they can't find it. He's over in Romania. Maybe he needs to come here. And then I read right below it, pray for Billy, and I thought, well, he's here, and they can't find him no help, so we ain't no better.
Amen.
So I figured what we need the Lord to do it all.
Amen.
And they might not be no doctor's help over in Romania, may not be none here in America. They're physicians of no value, is what Job said, but we got a great physician.
Amen.
So thank God. We'll pray the Lord does it. And if you would, pray for Matt Krutz, and then Kim Lyons, Phyllis Carver, and Olema Rice, Ruth Thornburg, Gail Riplinger, Jane and Debbie Parker, Hattie Crane and Judy Campbell, Bernice Rhodes, Linda Berry, Sandy Thomas, Karen Padgett, and Barbie McMurray, Teresa Hamm, then Becky Morrison. Then pray for Brother Nathan and all the missionaries. And remember them. I did speak to Brother William for a few minutes this morning. Well, we messaged back and forth, let me put it that way. And he said Carrick is doing pretty good. He's got some damage in his throat where he swallowed that coin and then where the doctors took it out over there also. But he said they got to take him home yesterday, and they give him a shower, and he chewed up a sponge while he was in the tub. And then he had after that, they got him out, and he was eating on some kind of tea candle. He said, pray for this boy. I said, you're going to have to feed him. He's hungry. So anyway, hopefully they'll be here in a few weeks, and we'll see if we can feed that boy. But anyway, we're going to get the ushers to come real quick. We'll take up the offering. You get them as the Lord blessed you. And anyway, Robbie, come up here and help him real quick. I appreciate the Lord. God's good, ain't he?
Amen.
Robbie, pray for us, if you would.
Lord God, we want to come to you today. We want to thank you for this place. Lord, thank you that we're able to come in today and get some help. I want to pray, Lord, for everybody here. I want to pray for all the folks out in the world, Lord, that you'd give us the word and the encouragement to go out and spread your word to them. God, I want to pray for these children, that you'd help them throughout their life in this world that we live in, Lord. I want to pray for the church today, Lord. Thank you for what a place. I want to pray that you'd lay hands on the preacher today and let him spread your word and the Holy Ghost fill this place, Lord. In Jesus' name, we come to you and give you all the thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh,
God, I'm glad he can keep us safe in the midst of the storm. Amen. Them disciples, they was in a storm, stayed in a storm of some kind. That's all right. The Lord was in the boat with them. And the thing about it was, they knew where he was at. They went back there and woke him up. We're just like them, I should say. They said, "Care us not that we perish." Yeah, he cares.
Yes, sir.
He got up quiet in the storm. I won't say this, he still cares today. Thank God. He's interested in quieting the storm also. Amen. You pray for him, let him come sing here. Pray God moves in here this morning. We need him. We do. Amen. Great God. Bless him, Lord.
When skies are getting dark and clouds are moving in, when the storms of life fill our hearts with pain, just let our Savior in, for when we trust in Him, He will lead us beyond the the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I'll have no fear when Jesus walks beside me.
Glad he walks with me. I want you to pray really hard this morning. Most of the time, I'm pretty careful. If I get something on my heart to preach, I try not to talk about it too much. Reason being, I don't like the devil to know.
Amen.
Yesterday evening, we was moving for the last time. My wife goes like this. You know what that means, don't you? Anyway. I was trying to put some bed rails on, doing some different things. And I wasn't getting it done. Stephanie looked at me kind of funny. I said, "I'm sorry, I'm preaching." I've been preaching for about 30 or 40 minutes trying to do two or three different things. So I got to talking to her a little bit about things that's on my heart. So I preached all night. So the devil knows what's happening. Y'all pray. Because it's kind of tight this morning. That's all right. So I got some things on my heart. Now I need your prayer. I want the liberty to preach it. All right? So I need your prayers. And I want you to turn over to the book of John, chapter 2. And before I get started, I'm going to say like preacher, you say, don't turn that radio off. You better listen to what I'm going to say this morning. I'm preaching to Brookside, but I'm preaching to this crowd that's out there listening on the radio too.
Amen.
And I'm going to go ahead and give the devil fair warning. I'm going to preach this again tonight, Lord willing. There's an account that happens twice in Jesus' ministry. This is the first time. He's John chapter 2. He's started his ministry and he's performed the first miracle, and then there's something that he does. Just before Calvary, he does it again. But anyway, I want to read this to you. John chapter 2, verse 13. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drave them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, "Take these things hence, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it is written, "The zeal of thine house hath he eaten up." Fathers, we bow before you. We come to you. Lord, thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you're going to do for us. And I need you this morning, Lord. God, I need your help. The Bible said where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. We need the Lord. We need you to move here. God, we need you to help us. Give us clarity of thought and clarity of speech. Let thy word go out and accomplish that whereunto you it pleases you. God, let it go out and find good ground. We ask you today, Father, all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I want to talk to you about this. As I said, there's another account of the same situation taking place, but it is at a different time. Later, just before Calvary, actually, if you'll read it, you'll find out this is after Jesus, when it was at the Passover. Jesus is going into Jerusalem the next time. He's on the colt, the foal of an ass. He's going in there. They're crying, Hosanna. They're doing all these things. Then Jesus goes into the temple again and he runs them out again. But this is the first time. This is right after He's began his ministry. He's been baptized by John the Baptist to fulfill all righteousness. He's went over here to a marriage in Cana of Galilee, but he leaves there and he goes toward Jerusalem. He goes into Jerusalem and he's going in for the Passover. He goes into the temple, and as he goes into the temple, this is what he finds. He found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables and said unto them that sold doves. Now I'm going to preach out of that part right there, verse 15 and the first part of verse 16. And this is what took place. They had made the house of God a house of merchandise. In this one, the next time he tells them, he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. But in this account, this is what he tells them. He said, you've made my house a house of merchandise. I want to talk to you about the purpose of the church. Amen. The church, listen to me. I'm going to talk to you. I'm not going to try to be eloquent in speech or anything else. I'm not going to try to be, I don't want to be brazen, but I just want to be plain. Amen. The church is not a social group. The church is not a social group. It's a house of worship. You know what Jesus would do right now if he walked into 99 out of 100 churches in America? My granny would go out to the old weeping willow tree, and I've told this many a time, and I finally feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Well, let me tell you how it was. She'd go out there, she'd go out on the front porch, and she'd point me to the weeping willow tree. And I got to go get it. And when I brought it back, those little leaves on about so long, that took place. And if that wasn't satisfactory, she'd go out there and she'd get about three or four of them and she'd braid them together. Then business picked up. That right there is what happened in 99 out of 100 churches in America right now.
Amen.
It's what takes place. The church has become a social group.
Right. Amen.
I want to say this. I've never seen this exactly like this until I was reading this a couple days ago. Jesus not only ran the money changers out, Jesus ran the oxen out and the sheep out. Boy, some deep meaning to that right there. When I preach on it tonight, you're going to find out the oxen and the sheep ain't even mentioned. But anyway, here we are. I mean, Jesus said he went out there and he got him some cords, scourges, braided them together, and went in and run them out. Said, you've made my house a house of merchandise. I want to tell you something. There ain't but one lamb. There ain't but one sheep that deserves to be in the house of God.
Amen.
And that's him.
Amen.
Now I said, I'm not going to be nice this morning. I come here expecting. I come here expecting him.
Amen.
Somebody, I mean, here's the competition we have now. We have to have a competition for the kids. Churches has got to offer everything. Let me tell you something about the youngins. This ain't a place to come so they can be satisfied, have games, play, and do everything. This is a place where you come to meet Jesus.
Amen.
This is a place where you're born again.
Amen.
Let me just
Hey, don't turn me off on the radio. This ain't a place for a junior Jesus, a junior church, and a junior pastor to walk out and take the youngins somewhere else when you're supposed to be having church. Let me go on even further than that. I don't need the sheep of Awanas. Jesus run those sheep out. We don't need... I'm just going to preach if you don't mind. We don't need senior groups. If you come here to meet a senior or something else, why are you here? You're supposed to be here to meet Jesus. We're coming to worship, not to have groups. You know what Jesus done? He run the sheep of the senior citizens group out of the church.
Amen.
Don't turn me off. We think we got to have this for the teens. Your teens need Jesus.
Amen.
They're going to hell. I mean, I've been so tore up when I read this the other day. Jesus, when he didn't just run the money changers out, he said, I'm running the sheep out too. I'm the lamb. I'm the lamb that God sent. If you're coming to the house of God, you're coming for me. Look, I love you, but I didn't come for you this morning. I want to meet with him. I want to feel him. I want to hear his voice.
Yeah.
The church is not a social group. He had clean house in this country. He would. Say, well, we need this to attract them. You need, if Jesus don't attract them, don't worry. There'll be somebody else build something better than you built and it'll draw them out anyway. You ever get them born again by the Spirit of God, they'll get in there hungry and thirsty for Him and they'll hang in there a while. Taste and see that the Lord's good. You ever taste of Him, you'll come back for another taste. You ever drink of living waters, you'll want more. Thank God. I mean, thing about this, there's a scripture over here. I'm going to read it to you. He said this right over here. He said, this scripture's never made more sense to me than it does right now. The Bible said, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. And I want to talk to you about that just for a second. After he had run the sheep out, and after he had run the oxen out, and after he had run the money changers out, he talked to the crowd that sold the doves. Well, the dove's type of Spirit of God, that's the Holy Ghost. Now listen, there's spirits in these churches. He said, but take yours with you. Get them out. I mean, this is where we're coming to meet with God, not the spirit of the world.
Amen.
You know why? Listen to me. You know why most of these places, and I ain't here to preach against all these places. Bless God, I'm interested in having church. You know why most of them, you walk in now, the lights are out, the smokes are coming up, it looks like a rock concert. They've received the spirit of those doves that he run out.
Amen.
That spirit's all over this world now. And they call it church. They called it church back yonder. And Jesus himself run them out.
Amen. Yes,
sir. Said that made his house a house of merchandise. Let me tell you, I'm going to read that to you over here in 2 Peter. Listen. And I'm going to tell you who brings it in. I'm going to read it to you. This ain't my theology. I'm reading what Peter wrote, inspired by the Holy God. But there were false prophets.
Amen.
Also, oh, they're good people. They're false prophets.
Amen.
Also among the people, even as there were false teachers among you, who probably shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many, we got a few, but many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Now listen to this. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Said, you've made my house a house of merchandise. They've made merchandise of you.
Amen.
Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Said, you made it it's a house of merchandise. They're selling to you. You're buying of them. You're receiving all these spirits. You have to go in there and buy their youngins, they want to line up and buy their lambs. They want to buy the things that make them happy. When I was little and my mom and dad made me go to the house of God, I wasn't happy. I didn't want to go. I wanted to play. I wanted to do my own thing. But this ain't the place for it. This is the place you come, you sit down, you listen to some old dummy like me tell you about Jesus, His love and His mercy. You'll find out the Holy Ghost will show up one day and save you by the grace of God. And you run all those other sheep out and oxen out and doves out. Only spirit we need in here is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. We need Jesus. He's the only lamb. And that oxen represents strength and life. Thank God that's what bore everything for them back there in the Old Testament. That's what they plowed with. That's what they raised their families on. That's what they raised their gardens on. Thank God, I want to say this. He's the only strength that we need. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the one that gives us life. We don't need another oxen. We don't need another lamb. And we don't need your youngins, though it's attractive to them, and they want to go to it, and they desire to go to it, because it attracts their flesh, and this flesh is sorry and no good, but I'm interested in their souls. Now Jesus went in there and run that crowd out. You say, well, I like that stuff. I know you do. It's what's got me tore up. I know you've done turned me off the radio. That's what's got me tore up. The truth offends.
Amen.
It makes people mad. Upsets them. But it's still the truth.
Amen.
You know, the next thing they saw, I thought about this. This is dangerous preaching in one sense. Next thing they sought to do to Jesus was to kill him. Both times. In fact, the second time they accomplished it. At least they crucified him. He laid down his life. They couldn't kill him. But, great God. Say, well, what do you got for the kids? I got a place for them to sit. I got a Bible to preach out of to them.
Amen.
I'm back here praying for them every morning. I got their pictures on the wall so I don't forget them. I'm asking the Holy Ghost to come by. What's your junior sheep got for them? You got a false prophet and a false teacher with damnable heresies that's going to wind them up in hell. With the wrong Bible. They got a sheep coming in with the wrong Bible. Say, don't you believe there's... No, there ain't more than one. This is the one that God gave the English-speaking people, thank God. And the rest of them are corrupt to the core. They got the wrong Jesus in them, the wrong sheep in them, the wrong oxen in them, and the wrong spirit on them.
Amen.
Now the Lord, great God, he walked into that mess. He went out there and got him cords, braided them things together. And he went in there, and he wasn't so nice. He's about like I am this morning. I ain't so nice. But that's right. He run the sheep out too. He run the oxen out too. I never read it that way. So we don't need that. We just need him to have church.
Amen.
Without him, you don't have church. Right. You might have a seniors group. You might have Awanas. You might have all these other things that they have out there. But you don't have church. You don't have church. That's scary right there, isn't it? He told that crowd that's selling doves. You know what they're doing? They're selling them spirits. Oh, you'll have fun if you'll come over here with us. You'll have a good time. We got this group coming in, and we got that group coming in, and we got, Lord God, we have all this stuff for you. It's a social group. We'll give you some coffee and donuts when you come in. We'll, you know. I ain't preaching on all that stuff. God help. Whew. Got me tore up. We'll let the youngins dance. We'll just let them have a big old time. I didn't get it that way. So there's more ways than one, not according to my Bible.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way.
Amen.
He run them other sheep out. He said, I am the way.
Amen.
Oh, this thing's serious. So we just got to get them in so we can give them the gospel. Well, I'll read that to you tonight. They didn't even have a gospel to give them. When it's all over, said and done, they didn't have a gospel to give them. They didn't have nothing but a spirit. Lord God, I don't know what time it is. They've done turned me off the radio, and I hope you ain't turned me out in here. God help. I got a question, and I'm going to let you go here in a minute. What'd you come to church for? Jesus or activities?
Amen.
Huh? Now, that's just as simple as it gets right there. Did you come to meet with him or have a big time? If he shows up, you'll be satisfied. You'll leave satisfied. In fact, there won't be nothing to satisfy you like him. Lord God, you'll never be so happy as when you're in his presence. You'll never be so happy as when he's kissing on your soul. But see, they ain't letting them experience nothing like that. They're attracting them with a worldly church. And they're getting them. But if he is to walk in, most of them, he'd beat the tar out of them before he got out. Run them out. And that's the Bible. The Bible said, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. He said, get them out. Get them out of here. It's got the wrong spirit on it. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. Great God. They got to talk about how, then they want to talk about how beautiful the temple is. He said the next thing he tells them, I'll destroy it in 3 days and I'll build it back again. Here's what I want to say about that. That's no coincidence that that's following this statement.
Amen.
The true church knows what's real and what ain't.
Amen.
The true church knows what that temple is there for and what it's not.
Amen.
Get that in your heart. Those that's been around worship, the Bible said they that worship must worship in spirit and truth. You can't fool them with this fake stuff. And he tells them, I'll destroy it and I'll build it back. And when you get in that one, hey, let me tell you, here's what I'm worried about. Some of you older folks, you've been around, you know what it is when God gets around. You know what it is, and you've experienced God. I ain't so much worried about you. It's these little ones. It's this crowd right here. It's that one right there that don't know how not to be drugged somewhere else and follow their lust somewhere else. And they've been made merchandise themselves by a false prophet over in 2 Peter chapter 2, amen, starting in verse 3. Amen. He made merchandise out of them. God, yeah. It ain't long until the soul is what's lost. Bought, amen, deceived, and headed to hell. Now Jesus took this stuff serious. I thought if he took this serious, this is the only time that I ever see him in this state of mind, this state of really taking care of business outside of the cross of Calvary. How serious should we take it? This is church, not the playhouse, not the social group. Not the place where we satisfy the teens, the kids, the seniors, the young adults. This is a place where we come and meet Jesus.
Amen.
The rest of it's just sheep that Jesus run out. Now I'm telling you what's as straight as I can. Amen. Jesus wouldn't put up with it. But they build big congregations on it, but they don't build the church on it. Now, I can tell, sometimes it don't go out or come back as easy as it went out. You might not like it. You'll have to take it up with him. He's the one that said, I don't like it either. He's the one that said, I ain't putting up with it. You know what I think? I believe that the Lord is not near as upset with the honky-tonky bars as he is to these fake churches and false prophets. I never read where he went in anywhere. I mean, that stuff didn't bother him. He'd go, Lord God, they brought a woman caught in the very act of adultery. That didn't bother him. For it's over. It's what he said to her. Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man. He said, neither do I. Amen. He got on the wrong side of the tracks going down to Jericho one day, and there's a man that fell among thieves. He'd stole among the thieves. Nobody else would fool with him. You know what Jesus done? Picked him up, put him on his own beast. Lord God, took him to the inn, bound him up, wine and oil, took care of everything. He ain't afraid of that business. But he knows what'll send the soul to hell.
Amen.
Bible said in the last days they'll be deceiving and being deceived. That's the sign of the end. It ain't the earthquakes, the pestilences. Those are the beginning of sorrows. Deception is the sign of the end. Lord God. But anyway, I'm trying to just tell you straight up. I love you. And I love these youngins. And I want to see them get the real deal. I want Jesus to be the attraction. Holy Ghost being the drawing power. Lord God, let them receive all the Father's love. Say it's hard to win the war against the world. I know you said it. That's the world. But you're going to have to believe God.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I'm going to let you stand to your feet. We'll go home here in a minute. But I appreciate the Lord. Now I want you to come back tonight. I'm going to preach
when Jesus does this again. And he does. Thank God. Lord willing, I am. By the grace of God. I don't want to see him make merchandise out of these youngins. I don't want to see him make merchandise out of anybody. He's well on his way. Thank God. I'm glad the Lord's on our side. Amen.